Now, a shortage of protective gear, things like masks and gloves at many Wisconsin hospitals over the past month, has made safety a concern for medical workers who are testing and treating patients for COVID-19. Our next guest decided to do what she could do to help by inventing some equipment of her own, a portable desktop droplet barrier that lets someone interact with the patient while still protected by sleeves and a plexiglass window. That design is now being manufactured and shipped to multiple clinics in the state and beyond. Dr. Allison Craig is a pediatrician and the chief of staff for Group Health Cooperative of South Central Wisconsin. Dr. Craig, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Can you talk about your inspiration for coming up with this design for this protective equipment?
My inspiration was simply necessity. We, in our preparation for the COVID-19 pandemic, were receiving some concerning news about our supplies of our personal protective equipment. And as my anxiety increased about our supply, I started feeling the need to be creative with our resources and creative about our strategies of protecting our healthcare workers.
Describe for us, paint us a picture if you can of this desktop droplet barrier that you came up with.
Yeah. So on the morning, I haven't been really sleeping all that well because of just having like of active, like thinking about like, what can we do? And so I woke up early one morning and I was on the internet scanning the news, as I think many people have been lately. And I was looking at some photos of healthcare providers in South Korea. And I came up upon a picture of a healthcare provider who had their arms through two holes in a glass or plexiglass shield, and they were holding lab samples. And I was looking at this photo and thinking, hey, that's something we could probably do. And so that morning I came into our incident command center and I reached out to our chief medical officer and our facilities manager, and I showed them the picture and I said, hey, do you think we could do something like this? And within a day, our facilities manager walked into our incident command with this essentially piece of plexiglass that is stood on a piece of shelving, and he was able to drill circular holes about 6 inches, two of them. And I had recently replaced a light above my stove, and I remember that they had these like spring-attached fixture around the light bulb, and we were able to fit that with a sleeve, a protective plastic sleeve, so that the provider could be on the clean side of the plexiglass and reach through the sleeve to the patient and collect a sample on the patient side without risk of droplet contamination.
And this is a very specific problem for our coronavirus testing, as I understand it, because if you're testing me, you're putting a swab in my nose, and my natural response might be to sneeze straight back at you. This plexiglass shield is going to be a huge difference maker, potentially, in that case.
Yeah, so I think that it is right now. It's kind of an it's like an extra droplet protection. So we have surgical masks, we have N95 masks, we have gowns, and we have face shields. But we are concerned that even with those protective that protective equipment, that droplets could still splatter on the provider, the healthcare worker's body, essentially. And so having this plexiglass shield allows for that like extra precaution that we think is necessary. Now, there's a lot of talk about whether or not COVID-19 is also spread through aerosols, which are smaller particles of airborne particles that linger in the air a little bit longer than droplets. But for the most part, especially the time that this idea came up, which was about 2 weeks ago, the real focus was on preventing droplets first and foremost, and then also having extra protections for airborne particles.
We're talking to Dr. Allison Craig, Chief of Staff for Group Health Cooperative of South Central Wisconsin, about a new piece of personal protective equipment she came up with for doctors. And Dr. Craig, the idea itself is exciting. But what's really exciting is what happened next. You put this idea out into the public, and people ran with it, improving it. Can you talk about the kind of response you got?
Yeah, it was very inspirational. So I brought this idea to my colleagues and coworkers, and we were able to mock up our first prototype. And in that process, I decided to do a little video so I could explain to my colleagues how to use the prototype. And when I got home that night, I thought, hey, you know, that video was not bad. Maybe it'll spark some other ideas and other innovative thinking. So I just, for the first time, uploaded a video to YouTube and linked it to my other social media. And from that, I started getting a lot of responses, a lot of encouragement from the community, a lot of people like reaching out saying, how could they help? And people that produce the sleeves reached out to me and offered new ideas. And then we had a local group in Madison, Wisconsin that does kind of building and engineering and tinkering. And they leaned in and said, hey, how about we make you some more of your prototype? And essentially within 36 hours, they had taken our prototype photos and replicated them 9 times. And then we're able to design specs or instructions that we were able to post. And then within another couple of days, a manufacturer in Rockford, Illinois, picked up the idea and improved upon it. And just today, which is only like really less than almost 14 days since the first idea started, we received 6 version 3 of the desktop droplet barrier that are beautiful, and we're going to deploy them in all of our clinics today.
If there's a problem solver at home listening, Dr. Craig, where can they go to find information about your design?
Yeah, so we have posted our specs on our website at www.ghcscw.com for Group Health Cooperative. And also, if people are actually interested in purchasing prefabricated models, the manufacturer in Rockford has a website, www.covidassist.net. They are willing to make these for healthcare providers across the country. In fact, there are 2 of them heading this weekend to Indiana, and there's been an order submitted by a physician in Chicago. So it's just really exciting to see a glimmer of an idea transitioned into something that where there is actually protective equipment being distributed across the country within like 14 days.
Dr. Craig, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Dr. Allison Craig is Chief of Staff for Group Health Cooperative of South Central Wisconsin. She talked to us today about the desktop droplet barrier she made to help medical workers safely test people for COVID-19.